This is in the Holy Letters, in volume 6, in letter number 1674. This is dated Baruch Hashem, Aleph Tammuz, the first day of Tammuz in Tovshin Yud Beis in 1952, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this to Arava Chosid, Avazil Chosid, a lot of titles, Eliyo Chaim Sheyichya. And this Rebbe Eliyo Chaim Sheyichya was actually my teacher when I was a young child. I believe he was my fourth grade teacher or something like that. My third grade teacher. He was actually my third grade teacher. And he was a man with a long white beard. And I know when he told us already he was an old man. Can you imagine? I mean, he's passed a long time. But he would be, you know, just looking at him. He had this angelic look at him. And, you know, he was already a little bit of an old style. You know, he could pull your ear. And so he was one of those. Anyways, so the Rebbe writes him Shalom Ubracha, peace and blessing. So the Rebbe says, it was pleasantness that I received your letter from the 24th day of Sivan about your writing about there, about the Siksuk, the Steiging, that's the growing of the children, Tenekesh HaBisrabim, that he influences them in his teaching. So he was a man that was a respectful person, but yet he taught little children. That was his job even back then. And the Rebbe says, not only for sure, it's also with matters that are fear of heavens and practical mitzvahs. May it be the will of Hashem Yisbarach that shall be fulfilled the ruling of our sages of blessed memory. Ma'ilim b'kodesh, you should always elevate and go higher when it comes to holy matters, to keep on increasing. So he asked the Rebbe. The Rebbe is responding, you're asking me, should you teach one of the other, I guess, from the religious people in that school matters of religion? I'm not sure what he is. There's a lot of blotted out places over here. So apparently there was a school over there that wasn't such a religious school. And he was asking the Rebbe, that's what I understand, should he teach one of those, I guess, one of the more religious people, should he teach him matters of religion? He worries maybe, if there'll be a religious teacher over there, I guess they'll have religious teachings that will bring in other students that would not visit that school. I mean, they want to promote that school to give them that religious backing. That's something like I understand. But the Rebbe also says that, mentioned before, I'm missing a lot of part of the Rebbe. The Rebbe is referencing to what he said before. But you're not explaining, so what's bad about that school? You're not explaining exactly, and what is the structure, the curriculum, its purpose, etc. So the Rebbe says, my response can only be impossibly, but I can just give you a what I imagine, but not, you know, I don't know exactly, you're not the situation, but the Rebbe says, generally, one should take the middle way. That a God-fearing Jew should teach their religious matters, but not from such a kind, but not to be giving a stamp of approval on the entire institution. You teach them the Rebbe says, I look forward for more details. Basically, the Rebbe wants them to give them religion without giving them a stamp of approval. Then he responding that he writes that he has a very little time, so you cannot impact so much, so many students. So, in other words, I guess he's wondering, I think he's wondering that, that in a little bit of while, you can't impact a lot of students, So if they're not going to learn in a limited way, they're going to learn more. So the Rebbe says, if they're not going to learn, if you're going to say they're not going to learn a little bit, they're going to learn a long time, so then don't learn with them a little bit. But I understood that if you're not going to make a little bit, even if you're not going to do a little bit, so basically the Rebbe is saying that you're asking, you can only do a little bit, but the Rebbe says, well, if you're not going to get a little, if you're not going to do a little, you're going to get a lot more, then go ahead. But if you're going to do without doing even a little bit, so then they're not going to know at all about Yiddishkeit, and they're not going to know about religion and about the practical mitzvahs. So the Rebbe says, even in a little while, if there is a fitting teacher, you can teach, you can impact a lot in the students. And especially that when you speak with them, you have to emphasize constantly and very often that you cannot be satisfied just learning a little bit. You have to enter into a school, into a cheder, a similar, in where you learn several hours Limudei Kodesh. And that second point, that when you speak to them, to emphasize the necessity of conducting in practical mitzvahs on the daily life. That's the, and we see vividly that through that you're able to acquire many students, and therefore using the verse Lahoitzi Yakor Mizoilo, to take out a precious one from somebody who's there to swallow them up. The Rebbe says, I'm blessing you for success in your general and your personal matters. And